My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
8 o'clock hour on a football Friday. If you missed Mike McCarthy not wanting to talk about the P word and putting Bobby in his place, you can hear it at 8:40 this morning, as you will every week of the football season. Jason Garrett, I was kind of comparing him last night during the pregame. He didn't do like the wide-eyed slow motion stare that he does. He was hyped up. He was ready to go for Chiefs Ravens.
Look, I think Jason's fine and in the booth. I don't think he's like a hot rod. He's not a hot take artist at all, which I think is actually kind of refreshing. I don't want the hot take artist. But he's also not like, he's not going to say something. Like Rodney will say something, right? You know, Rodney will come at you. He'll get confrontational. Jason won't. The problem is Jason's too much like Dungy.
He's not coaching anymore. Like, I don't know what he would still be protecting, because we see him in mic'd up segments on Hard Knocks and stuff like that, where he's like, guys, I almost that Italian sub was real good. I had there, I almost effing threw it up watching you guys on tape. Like, he's got an edge that the team would see. And we've heard him in settings like when he had that Princeton panel a couple years back, and he was talking about Justin Durant and all the things that happened during the anthem kneeling. And he's shown he can do it. He's just so protective of that image and that front. And I don't know why at this point.
The five things that you want to see for Cowboys Browns, and we need your official predictions, score, who wins, and why at 877-881-1053.
Number one. Or do you want to go 5-1? Let's go 1-5.
Item.
I want to see Micah all over the place, but rushing the passer. Right? You know, you can be unique, be creative, don't be stupid. Okay, stupid is having the game's best pass rusher, not pass rush. This would be like the equivalent of having Drew Brees as your quarterback and voluntarily letting Taysom Hill get snaps under center. You know, only an idiot coach who is overhyped and overrated with a good PR firm would do something like that. And that is not Mike McCarthy and Mike Zimmer. So that's number one. Number two, kick the ball deep into the end zone. I don't want to risk the big returns. I have a big-time fear that Bones is going to be out there thinking that, oh, I'm a special teams guru, I'm going to outsmart, I'm going to scheme the hell out of this. No.
You guys find it, I was trying to make sense of what McCarthy said when you asked him about the new kickoff.
I haven't talked to Bones about it yet. I don't know.
I haven't talked to Bones about it yet. What?
He has.
Was he talking about, though, like, this morning?
I think he's just...
I didn't talk to Bones about the Thursday night game and what they did. That's what it had to be.
It may be. He's not going to tip anything, though, right, in terms of strategy.
So last night, the Ravens' first kickoff, they did it, so they kicked it into the landing zone. And the Chiefs got it, and I think they got it to like the 33 or something like that.
Yeah.
And then every other kickoff the rest of the night went deep. teams are realizing, like, do you want to kick it into the landing zone? And then so the thing is, if it kicks in the landing zone, lands there, then bounces in the end zone for a touchback, they get it at the 20. If it doesn't, they have to return it, right? So, and the players are at like the 40. They're going to get beyond the 30. Just give them the ball at the 30. 5 yards is not a big deal, or 10 yards is not a big deal in today's NFL.
I agree with
just
you.
Don't risk a big return. If you were to kick it deep every single play the entire year, every kickoff, I guarantee you would be in the top 10 of average starting position on defense on kickoffs.
What was it last year? The number they've quoted, I think it was 84% or something was the league average for touchbacks last year. Last night, it was 81. So they had 2 returns on 11 kickoffs.
Yeah, so like, just kick it deep. Number 3, do not let Zeke eat. Let him snack. Okay, little snack.
Light snacking.
I want a steady dose of all the running backs. Basically, let's use these guys situationally. Zeke's let us feature. He's a short yardage guy. Let's do it like that. Number 4, get Dak his money and his MVP. Let him cook. You got a gift here by playing the Browns in Cleveland in September. That's a gift. That is a scheduling gift. They could have done it in December, and it could be way, way worse. It'd be like those old Bear games where it was 20 below and Dak's finger doesn't work.
Fellow meathead Rob Gronkowski agrees with you, and he believes with Kay Adams, Dak is going to re-sign.
Dak, I think he'll be re-signing with the Cowboys. I mean, the guy puts up numbers. It's so hard to find a franchise quarterback. Who are you going to move on to? Like, are you kidding me? The guy knows the playbook in and out. He knows the system in and out. He's been having great years. It's a team game. You know, when they lose in the playoff, it's not just the quarterback's fault. It's everyone's fault as a whole. You can't just put the blame on Dak, and everyone does because he's the quarterback of the franchise. So it's hard to find a replacement at the quarterback position, especially with the numbers that he's putting up. So I think he'll be back eventually. Just let this year play out.
So that is Gronk Chop Part 1. Part 2 almost made me physically ill because he really sounded like Choppy with this one when he was asked, can you actually win a Super Bowl with 4?
I think he can possibly win a Super Bowl, but if you look at the big picture and you're winning every year and you're going to the playoffs every year, that's success in the NFL. Imagine getting rid of him and then they bring in another quarterback who's throwing for less yards, less touchdowns, and they don't even make the playoffs. That will sting even more. When you're already having success, you got to stick with it, especially in the NFL. Every single team that's on the top wants to win the Super Bowl, but it's the hardest thing to do in sports. So when you're winning, though, you got to keep those guys around because they're going to give you the best chance to win that Super Bowl.
I think Gronk is such a ditz that he forgets he has 4 rings. But now he's like, it's 12 wins. I mean, that's what it's about. Like, that's good enough. Says the guy in the latest dynasty and maybe the last dynasty we see for a long time.
I get it. I understand Chop's cognitive dissonance and trying to say, like,
I don't even understand what you're just saying.
It's been 30 years since there's been a Super Bowl. I can understand Chop trying to go like, man, just to cope. I got to be able to say that, well, you know, this is success. That, like, I get that. You're trying to handle bad news as best you can. Rob Gronkowski has no excuse. You won 4 Super Bowls. What are you talking about? Like, you know what? Winning Super Bowls is not everything.
Yeah,
really? Was that Belichick's message to you guys? Like, guys, we don't need to win this.
That's right.
Like, we're still going to go get Capri Suns, juice boxes. We'll have fun.
Anything else in your preview?
One more.
List?
Number 5, don't let Miles be the game wrecker. And that means plan for the absolute worst from the start. Don't get out there and let him wreck the first series and then say, oh, you know what? We got to help out with a tight end or a running back. No.
You think
help out from the outset.
Help out early, not even see if Guyton can handle it.
Don't even give him an opportunity to handle it. Just help out right away.
Bob, give us your preview.
Yeah, this is a game where we've talked about it a lot this week. It will, in all likelihood, be a trench game. You know, in terms of how well is Cleveland's offensive line going to hold up. There are some spots along that offensive line that I think will have some vulnerabilities. Chop said he wants to see Micah kind of rush from all different areas. That sounds like what we're going to get. Micah this week, talking about it, had said that he thinks he's going to be matched up at various points in the game on all 5 offensive linemen. Like, he will get a rep against all of them. And so that's something where you're going to find vulnerable spots. You're going to come from a lot of different angles. That's going to be really tough to scheme up if you're the Browns, if you're moving them around that much, and he should have some success there. So how well do they hold up in their one-on-one matchups? And then on the other side, it's not just about Guyton.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And it's not just about BB. Like, this is, you've got, how much is Terrence Steele back to his normal self? Mike McCarthy said this is the best camp that he's had since he's been here. Zach Martin is, in all likelihood, his final season, and is somebody who is not at the level that he once was. And then for Tyler Smith, yeah, we feel good about Tyler Smith, but you're dropping, it is a cohesion thing, and you're dropping Tyler Smith next to two guys he's never played with, like in terms of Guyton and BB bracketing him there. So it's not just Garrett versus Guyton. It's also going to be Shelby Harris and, you know, Za'Darius Smith and how they match up in those trenches. I think this is a lot of...
Give me your 1 through 5 confidence level in the offensive line. List them.
Tyler 1, Zach 2, Steele 3, Guyton 4, BB 5 probably. I could flip those. I just, you don't know yet. The
know,
biggest
that's
thing
why
is
I asked the question. No, it's
no,
radio.
I know. I'm saying, like, what you don't know though is, like, I see problems. I don't know how much those problems exist or are buffed out when you're in a game scenario yet, but we'll see.
So the words I wrote down for this game: ugly, Rust, and Watson. If I had, I'm ready to pick Cleveland. I'm ready to pick Cleveland if I had like a little bit more faith in Deshaun Watson. Like, I don't see how this game. Did you say it's automatic over? You love the
I
over?
Love the over. I look, this, I think I don't understand the what Vegas is doing with this game at all. I don't understand how Cleveland is a favorite, and I don't understand the total.
I totally agree with the total. I don't see how the game gets over 40. I see, I mean, maybe 23-20. Maybe. The Browns defense, I mean, the Cowboys, in my opinion, they're not going to be running the football. The Browns offense is ugly with no Nick Chubb against a good defense, we believe. So which offense is going to pop off? You don't believe it's Cleveland's?
Oh, I think both teams are in the 20s. Yeah, I think it's 27-20 Cowboys.
What's the over-under?
40. 40 and a half.
Yeah, so they were, it looks like six games last year, the Browns were in a game that went over 40.
You think, yeah, they scored 27 on them with the Rust I wrote was for Lamb.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't really know how to gauge it because I don't remember how receivers who miss a lot of camp perform week one. Like,
who eats more, Lamb versus Ward, or who's got the closer matchup, Lamb, Ward, or Diggs, Cooper, if it plays out that way?
So Lamb will probably be on Ward more frequently than I would guess Diggs is on Cooper, just because of the way that they there's still some unknowns about how Zimmer's going to use the corners, if he's going to, you know, do some different schematic things. But Ward is a guy who will he will play in the slot. He'll do it. So he'll travel inside to be with CeeDee Lamb. Anytime Coop goes in the slot, Diggs is in all likelihood not going in there and not taking him.
He's got 27-20 over here. Cowboys win. You have what and why?
I have 24-21 Browns in this one. And I think this just comes down to it's going to be a physical, ugly game. I think it's not going to look very sharp at all. And what it comes down to for me is just there's a wealth of experience on the Browns defensive line. There's a lot of questions still about what the Cowboys offensive line is going to be. And if it's going to come down to ball possession and running the ball, I'm going to trust Cleveland, even with their injuries and missing guys. They're going to be able to do that more effectively than Dallas is.
Pepe.
Another close one. Ugly, low scoring. I have the under as well. 20-17 Cowboys, though. Last second field goal, I believe, is the game winner here for Aubrey. Look, I mean, I think Dak's going to be fine because I'm predicting he's going to get a contract before the kickoff.
So, ooh, double take.
I'm with Meat Church there. I listen to Matt Pittman. And then, I think the defense takes over well. So ugly first half for sure, though.
My thing with Cleveland's defense is if you go look at the teams, they played awful quarterbacks last year. Awful. And they ran into one in a playoff game. And
You think they're playing an awful quarterback this week? So,
no, I think Dak eats. They blitz and Dak eats the blitz. Like he destroys teams that blitz him, and they're gonna blitz. Like I think the Cowboys offense looks amazing this week. Really solid.
I came in my head saying 2017 Browns. I'm gonna change it. 20 because of Watson. I can't get over Watson making me look so stupid. Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson. I'm going to say 2017 Cowboys. I'm flipping it right here in the moment. And Monday I'll come on and say I should have trusted my gut.
Pull you back in every time.
No, I'm not. I don't every believe it. They're not going anywhere. But they're not going anywhere for them. But I'll say Cowboys by 3 just because of Watson. I can't figure it out.
That's improvement.
I cannot figure him out whatsoever. 877-881-1053. Majority of the totals, I'm guessing, going with the Cowboys. Are we 60-40? Is it 80-20? Pepe, how's it looking?
34-10 Cowboys from the 214, 27-20 Browns from the 817. So it's back and forth, but more Cowboys than Browns here.
24-17 Cowboys, 20-17, 24-14 Browns. Dak destroys man coverage. That's what the Browns play. 34-17, 17-13 Browns, 23-12 Browns. That's a weird score.
3-2-5 Cowboys lose 20-17. I don't know. I think this leans a little more Browns.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our final ludicrous ticket giveaway of the entire week. And RJ gets you ready for some college football with a college football degenerate. Then Mike McCarthy on the show right here on Sean and RJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.